and welcome to MFR Farming for Friday with me, Richard Jones. And as we close this week, there's news that the government have announced plans to slash feed-in tariff payments to large-scale solar systems. The photovoltaic systems, or PVs as they are known, are capable of producing electricity from the sun, and they're being installed in ever-increasing numbers. The coalition government are reportedly worried about being swamped with applications and running out of funding for the feed-in tariffs. Subject to approval, the new rates take effect from the 1st of August for new entrants, and installations over 50 kilowatts will receive about half the current rate. Smaller scale installations are not so badly affected, and the rates for anaerobic digesters will actually get a slight increase. From the south, the news of the long dry spell this spring and early summer makes for grim reading. The rainfall average across England and Wales is just 45% of normal, and it's the second driest spell for over 100 years. The map of the UK shows Scotland as being fairly average for the past 3 months, with the northwest corner actually having up to 150% of normal rainfall. That's compared to the southeast of England having just 20% of its usual rain. It's all pushing grain prices back upwards again, continuing the yo-yo pricing of the past 2 or 3 months. Stocks of wheat and maize now look as though they will end the year at very low levels, and maize in particular is now down to what is likely to be its historically lowest level in modern times. Now, back to Open Farms Sunday this weekend, and there's 4 farms open for everyone to visit in our MFR area. As we heard yesterday, there's Highland Eggs in Ardersier and also McLeod Organics in Ardersier as well. East Grange at Kinloss is open, and finally, Caithness Summer Fruits are opening their doors up at Holkirk. All events will be clearly signed, and here's a final encouragement to get along from Adam Henson.
Visiting a farm on Leaf's Open Farm Sunday is a fantastic way to learn more about the countryside and where the food on your plate comes from. If you want to discover more about the countryside and the link between food, farming and nature, then log on to www.farmsunday.org.
So there you go. All events are free and run by the farming charity Leaf. That website again, openfarmsunday.org, for more details. And do have a good weekend, whatever you do. I'll be back Monday, as usual, with more MFR Farming, 6:40 and 12:40.